The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
It's not fun, it's not Blinsky.
I'm walking out, I'm done talking to him. We got, there's nothing else to get out of him, so I'm headed back to his
town. I'm going back later and stealing the Arena doll.
Okay. Come back later. There's four of us.
I'm not going to overpower him. He'll call the guards.
Also,
the guards
will freeze against his doll. Also, what does it matter? We know that he's made multiples. It's not like he's the only one.
Yeah. But doesn't Izzik take them all?
Yes.
Because he says he pays for all of them.
Yeah, well, he doesn't pay for them. Well, he never once said that. He said if he didn't make them, that he would burn his shop down.
Pays for them and not burn his shop down.
It's a valuable commodity. Yeah,
Izzik is like the Al Capone of the safe.
Okay. As an urchin background fellow,
sure.
Would I be able to know from my week here anywhere in which unsavory elements of society would meet?
I did this once.
Theoretically, yes.
But you are a shitty rogue.
Monk, I got a question for you. Are there any other big families in this town?
There are the fill-in-the-blank DM families.
Roll me a history check, man.
I got a 6.
You've not really paid attention?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was here for the party and...
Blacked out.
Yes, well...
I'll get prior knowledge, but only if the character rolls something.
Yep. Thought I'd ask.
Nope, that's fair.
I woke up next to Rictavio's mayor.
Blinsky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean, friend? Big families?
Well, like the Baron's family.
Oh.
Is there any other big families like that?
Merchant families? Wealthy families?
There is the well, he's... Let me see what all I can give here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know that I'm looking for a family. It could be an organization. It could be something else.
It's like, well, the RSX's, they run the stockyard, so they are involved with lots of the shipments and the wagons, and they, you know, occasionally the Vistani, they store stuff there. So they are a wealthy family in town. The Baron, obviously, as you have mentioned, the Wachters. The Wachters are a well-known family.
Wachters, who are they?
They're old family. They've been in Valaki for many, many years. Matt, make me an insight roll.
Nat 20.
You're pretty sure you met some of the Wachters before.
That's all a Nat 20 gets me.
If you let me get there, I'll tell you who they
are. Well, I thought that was the end of your sentence when you stopped talking.
You didn't say over.
Right.
Over. As he begins to talk about this, that they, and specifically nobles, it occurs to you that you've noticed two brothers who come into the tavern and drank before, significantly upper crust compared to everyone else. Well-made clothes, whatever, and you knew them as Nikolai and Carl. And when he says the Wachter family, you know that those are the sons. He's like Lady Wachter and her sons.
Oh, Nikolai and Carl.
Yes, that is the Wachter family.
They bought me a nail the other night. It was very nice.
Didn't know they did in their asses.
Yeah, they're dick faced.
Didn't somebody have a conversation with?
Yeah,
them?
who were the guys you talked to?
Was that not who? Yeah, he talked to.
No.
Okay.
He talked to Zolidar Zolidarovich and Yevgeny Krushkin.
Okay.
Never mind. The Hunters, basically.
The Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
The name sounded
also
familiar.
I heard a rumor, but I went back to the tavern.
I do not believe any of you would have encountered the Wachters because you've never spent a night in the tavern, which would be probably the only time you would encounter them.
Okay.
I was there, but I spent the time talking to the Hunters.
I didn't mind. Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other information he would give up.
Let's see.
You scared me. yes. He says, if you mean not necessarily big family, but the Walker house is second largest house in town, is that what you mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
And just curious.
He talks about several other places. I'm trying to see if there's anything else he can do. The Burgomaster's Mansion. Oh, he would talk about, he would also talk about, you would already know, but he talks about the Martikoffs and the, you know, the Blue Water Inn.
Nope.
That's pretty much it. So he'd talk about the Martikoffs, the Valakovich family, which is the Burgomaster, the Arisek, who owns the stockyards, and the Walker House.
Okay. And what did you... you're not...
And he says, if you want the biggest family by number of people, there is the Vishtani outside town. Mm-hmm. There is the largest number of people.
If you're gonna ask, you ever deal with Vishtani? I'm sorry. Sorry, I was just... This is sort of out of game. If you're going to ask me about the hunters, I told you guys on the way to the coffin house everything that I discussed.
Okay, because I don't remember what you discussed.
Yeah, all I got out of them was, like, the Vishtani people... That info. That's all I got.
Okay.
Do you deal much with the Vishtani?
They come to town occasionally. They know I like toys. Sometimes we make trades, but not very often.
I saw there's a Vishtani-looking doll up there. What's the deal with that?
The kids, they like toys with things they know, yes?
Sure. I look at the doll.
Just looks like a doll with brightly patched and colored clothing.
Well, when we said the most normal toy, why didn't you fucking say the doll that looks normal?
Because it's more fun to talk about the creepy gallows and the fucking nesting doll that you haven't opened yet.
Does that gallows have a tiefling hanging on it?
You know? Somebody didn't look at it, so we'll never know.
Maybe there's a reason my character didn't look at it.
Meta. Was there a gallows? There was, and you were hanging from it.
Was you hanging from it?
Yes, you were. Fact.
So anyway.
And thus begins Cody's mission to make sure that you die hanging. I don't know how, but...
I'll figure it out if I don't do it.
I got how about a
monkey
ask.
Jumps down off the rafters and puts the noose around his head? Pick a little
right
little
now?
Time.
I said all you got to do is ask.
For one inspiration, please hang him. Thank you. You want that holy symbol raven kind of work?
I'm going to blood terrible. Sacrifice.
Tiefling blood sacrifice.
All right. I'm out. Blood. I don't have nothing.
Green.
Is it?
I don't know.
Then your skin would be green.
Puce.
Oh, that's puce.
It's not true.
It'd be greenish.
Are Klingons green? I mean, are Vulcans green?
No, they're olive skinned, though.
Not green.
They're olive skinned.
Well, my blood's red.
So are Italians.
Yeah.
They're not green blooded.
That's
the Do you know that it's for an imperial fact?
I mean, the reason our skin is pink is because that's our blood is red inside there.
Playing this game.
I mean, we are, kind of.
Some weird tangents today.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are we done at Blinsky's?
I guess.
He puts back on the silly jester's hat.
I knock something over on the way out.
Stealthily?
No.
Okay.
No worry, friend. Blinsky will pick it up. Please come again.
Knock something else over then.
You be careful, sir. Very clumsy.
All right, arms too long.
Very clumsy.
Arms too long. I can't find the door.
I will tell you, I've been waiting. When did we start this game? Like, 5 months ago?
You've been waiting to do that voice this
Absolutely.
Whole time?
Absolutely. I've been waiting for Blinsky.
Mission accomplished. We're done.
I'm done. We're done tonight. I'm out.
End of game.
All right, so we're outside. What are we doing now?
By now, I'm probably halfway to the tavern. So.
You're heading where?
I went back to the tavern. I left as soon as I paid for that thing.
Okay. Him. You two, what are we doing now?
Vishtani?
Vishtani? I feel like either going to the Vishtani, I still want to punch somebody in the face,
Yeah,
that sounds good. I feel like we need to talk to Octavio.
He had a free shot.
Yes.
Because he has definitely been fibbing.
Liar, liar, Jester's pants on fire.
We cannot trust the Vishtani. Just remember that. They serve the Devil's Strahd.
Says you.
Says the DM who told me that to write it on this sheet of paper. Never trust them. They're the only ones allowed to leave Barovia.
They leave Barovia.
Doesn't mean that they're in language trouble.
They're the only ones that can leave a magical land that's ruled completely and totally by Strahd.
Or they live outside the rule. I mean...
Look, I mean, either way, that was the info dump stuff.
All that info dump, I would like to point out, is stuff that you have overheard while living in Barovia.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily so it's not true. Fact.
It's hearsay.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Madam Eva sounded pretty...
Weird.
Weird, but helpful and, like...
It was a Vishtani that picked us up, man.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
There's nothing... Also, the... Assumption?
They were the east side of Vishtani. This is the west side of Vishtani.
That we were going to be killing some evil, and she kind of guided us on our way, so I don't see how she is in league with Stoke. Yeah.
Again, east side, west side. There's a difference there. I don't know.
History rolls.
Nat 20. 18. Please make it better.
Am I rolling? I'm not even there.
You can't roll it, actually.
Beans! I'm saving that for the next thing I have to roll.
Okay.
I rolled an 18.
Okay. I did not.
Wait a minute. History?
Yeah. 18.
Pither, you remember Brass Rocks asking Madam Eva about Vishtani? And something to the effect of... Jeff actually, I think, just edited the episode, so he probably knows exactly what he said. Something to the effect of...
You can trust them as much as you can trust any other person.
That is what she said.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I got that. The gypsies, they're shady people, maybe.
Because you guys thought that the ones with the Sir Pool were very, very nice.
I don't know. They were definitely putting on shows for us. Or making us... There was a goal there. Or
I mean, Irina didn't seem easy there either, so...
Yeah, Ismark said that we could go and trade with them.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Vishtani, then.
I mean, that means leaving the town. So
no, he said the Vishtani were in town. So
no.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
No, they're not.
The Vishtani have an encampment.
I don't think
to the west.
We should leave this town until after the next party, whatever it is.
Go to the stockyards?
The monk would definitely know.
You told us they had an encampment on the other direction of.
Yeah, an encampment out west. Yeah. The Vishtani are migratory, you would have known that. This is more of a permanent place. Sort of think of like the Sir Pool encampment. It's a place where they go frequently, even though they are migratory.
Was there another town, like a small town, between this place and there or something?
There are more towns to the west, if that's what you're trying to ask.
I thought he mentioned another place close by. So
he wants, the monk has wanted to go to Kretzik, because right. Kretzik is where, and that is to the west,
Okay. Generally.
You follow the Svalich Road.
Yeah.
And to be fair, anywhere you want to go to, you follow the Svalich Road.
And you mentioned a lake.
Yes, Lake, is it Lake Zorovich?
I don't know.
So if we're going to stick around... I think we need to talk to Boy Octavio.
It is Lake Zorovich, and I didn't write down how far that is. At one point, because I knew this was going to be a question, I wrote how far it is on a map from one point to every other point in the game. Except in exact distance. Well, this is not... It's not far. It's essentially, as far as all points are considered, it's basically Valaki.
It's like an hour, 2 hours mark?
2 weeks. Please, geographical oddity.
3 days.
2 weeks from everywhere.
Something I can look out from the gates and see?
No.
Or, okay.
A little bit farther than that. Let me take a look. Problem is there are about 16 different maps.
It's over the river and then through the woods?
Yeah. Right past Grandma's house. There was another question somebody asked and I didn't answer.
I was asking about Krizik.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You don't have any information on Kretzik. You'd have to ask someone about
Kretzik. He told us.
And why
just did, that? Just that he doesn't know anything more.
Why does the monk want to go to Kretzik? Yeah,
I want to go to Kretzik.
Yeah, why?
I wasn't told.
Yes, you were.
West of the valley.
I just have a desire to go there.
Built around an old abbey that may contain info. Burgomaster Dmitry Kreskov need to speak with him.
Okay.
Because you are asking about information about death. Kretzik is a source of... Because it's an abbey, it's a source of stored knowledge. It's a source where you could find some of that information. Like, a lot of these people you're talking to have never been to Kretzik, even though it's not that far away. Because, in case you haven't noticed, people in Barovia don't travel anywhere. They stay hidden behind their walls, and that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there the only one entrance?
To...
I'm assuming there's
no one. I thought there was four gates.
On the west side?
Three gates. There's the Svalish Road runs east-west, and then the north gate that leads to Lake Zorovich.
Okay.
I'd say it's probably an hour.
I'm trying to look and see here.
I mean, we can take a trip.
It's like a half mile away.
If you want to.
Through the woods?
No, there is a path.
Well, no, I mean, is it wooded?
Yes. There's a path to it, but it is wooded. There are no settlements or anything up there. Pay no attention to the man opening the 15-foot f***ing tall map underneath here.
Does the monk have any knowledge of Lake Zorovich?
No.
It's a total of three hexes. Written down.
Three hexes is a
quarter. I wrote down everything he told me.
Mile. 3/4 mile in this game will take you...
40 minutes.
I think it takes you a little longer than that.
I climb mountains, man. It takes me like 20 minutes. There's no such thing as rough terrain. It's literally like...
I ride a Goliath, so it'll take me the same amount.
depending on your pace, it will probably take you 20 minutes to a half hour. Depending on how fast you want to move through the wilderness. It's not a terrible path, but it's not an easy path.
Would the monk know anything about the lake?
No.
No?
The lake is sort of not... People in Valaki are only concerned with what happens within the walls. There aren't a lot of people who deal with stuff outside the walls.
Okay.
Zolodarovich.
Hunger Games.
They're in a place of protection, totally surrounded by danger.
Yeah. Very Hunger Games.
Okay.
Not that they weren't vain,
but what dangers lurk within the walls of Valaki? The Shadow knows. What are you guys doing?
I'm at the tavern.
Do you go back to the tavern? Okay. You're at the tavern?
I guess we have to go back to the tavern to chase Daniel here. Who wants to walk away from the party.
Okay. You guys are back at the tavern.
I just walk up to Donica and hand her this toy. Listen, I apologize for intruding your privacy. I wasn't meaning to. I bought this for the boys. Clearly, I don't have children.
Roll, do you have any bonus in persuasion?
I have +4 in persuasion.
Okay, roll me a persuasion.
18 plus 4 is points.
Okay. She accepts your gift and seems very pleased, Lucas. I mean, I understand what it's like to worry about family members. I'm sorry you were injured by the ravens. The boys will love this, thank you. She seems to not care at all that it's wolves chasing children.
Yeah.
They're used to it. It's a thing.
Is there anybody else in the tavern at this time? These guys probably follow me out.
I was trying to see. There is a thing... because I think there's a thing that talks about... here. There it is. Think about how many people are in there, because it's about noon now. There are 4 people in there now.
Anybody I know?
Do you want someone to be in there in particular?
I'm just curious if it's people I've spoken to, people I haven't spoken to. Octavio, maybe? I don't know who's in there. I know they want to talk to Octavio, the hunters I spoke to once before.
Yeah. The hunters are not there.
Okay.
Octavio is also not there.
Fair enough. I imagine you guys walk into the door, and I'm like, all right, what are we doing?
Rictivio's room was on the outside.
No, he's on the inside.
He's on the inside. Okay. Do we want to talk to Rictivio? Let me try to.
We can. We got the Vishtani. We got Rictavio. We've got the stockyards.
What's there?
I have no idea. They were mentioned by Blinsky.
Yeah, that guy seemed full of shit.
And there was this other family. The Vachters?
Vachters. Vachter. So Vachter is probably how you're supposed to pronounce it, but yeah.
Or just check on it. Can't pronounce V's.
Weekter.
Shout outs.
Big ups.
R.I.P. Rictavio
is fine.
Essentially, he's the closest, so...
Provided he's here.
Yeah, right, he's here.
I need help. My Volvo has me stuck.
Get it? Volvo?
Yeah.
Too soon?
That's pretty... Yeah.
All right, please send your hate mail straight to Matt.
We can cut that.
No.
Don't cut my wall, whoa.
I do like the wall, whoa.
No, I mean, it was not a terrible joke, but maybe just a little too soon. Maybe just a little bit.
I mean,
I like
to be fair, this is timey-wimey. This episode legitimately won't come out until almost December.
It's true, I guess, still.
It's tasteless now. It'll be slightly less tasteless. It's
like 5% less tasteless.
That's fair. 5% less tasteless? That's probably accurate.
I think my joke's...
2016's got a chance to kill, like, four more beloved celebrities.
Is that the Red Cross Brothels, you know... Banner. 5% less tasteless.
No, that's just Matt's joke. That's an improvement.
Per season. Okay. I have the capacity to have 20% joke improvement in 1 year. Fuck.
Okay. Do we want to go? Just go up and knock on his door. I mean, you've talked to Maurice, so I don't know if you're the best. If you want to talk, try to be the point man.
How about is Donica down here?
Like I said, there are four people, so she's hustling and bustling and pouring, you know, beer. And
I'll ask him if Rictavio's around.
Nope.
No?
Usually he goes, and again, he goes out during the day, and then he'll come back late in the afternoon, and then he'll go out at night again.
Oh, okay. Does he ever speak to where he goes besides the toy makers, which he lied to us about?
Nope.
Obviously.
No, he's out and about.
Okay.
The Markovs don't leave the inn, so they assume maybe he's performing, maybe he's... who knows?
You know the place he has wanted to go?
Yes, tomorrow morning I want to follow Rictavio.
Okay, what do you want to do tonight?
Go to the lake? Go to the stockyard?
Go to the Vishtani? Go to...
I feel like going to the Vishtani is more like... Start that adventure in the morning.
I bet the Vishtani will come to us when there's another festival.
They're either going to show up for that, and it may be further than we want to miss the festival that is going to happen.
I don't think they're that far away, right?
They're outside town. It's not that far. So I'd have to look on the map, but I mean, their encampment is basically within sight of the walls.
Yeah.
So they're a few minutes walk outside of town.
Anyway.
You also have to find Irina.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know where she is, but nobody else wants to go.
So. Where are we going to the lake?
I don't know. There's a lake mentioned.
Yeah, but where do you guys want to go to the lake? We don't really have time to go fishing. We need to fight Irina.
Oh, I know. I'm not looking to go right
there's
now.
There's a water lake mentioned in the thing.
Find the tower on the lake. Let his name and servant guide you.
Oh, that sounds hefty. Right. Maybe not. Maybe wait till after the festival for that. I guess if the Vishtani are just outside of town, then we can talk to
them. Or we can go to the stockyards or whatever. I don't care at this point. We can go kick down the door of the Baron's place, too. It's up to you.
Once again.
It's up to Pither.
Kicking it down.
Well, he's going to puss out of anything we want to do.
I'm just saying. I don't feel like getting arrested today. Do you?
God, most then we deal with the guards. The guards were scared shitless of us at the gate. I'm not...
Yeah.
Me, mostly. Just look at me. I gesture to all of me.
I've seen worse.
Yes, it's a double-breasted hoodie. We get it.
To buy these from Japan. I don't know. It's not a real country, so...
Japan?
I'm trying to make it fantasy.
Here's this...
That was the best you could come up with.
You couldn't even go with Nippon.
I'd say they'd probably say Nippon if it was in the game.
So what do you want to do?
Let's go talk to the Vistani.
Okay.
Nobody else is saying anything, so...
Let's go talk to the Vistani.
Too many syllables.
For a couple games, I really pushed things in the direction towards the priestly stuff. And I want to give you guys a chance to do what you want to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what I want to do, but that's not an option right now, so...
Why not?
You can go push. I think I like your idea better of waiting for the festival. Do it publicly.
I want to go after
Izzik. Publicly.
Izzik's clearly the danger. We have to take him out.
Or yeah. Should we recon the place tonight?
I like that idea, well, too.
It's still midday, so we got
right.
Time. Plus 7 stealth, just saying.
I'm hoping you're not the only one with stealth.
Well, I mean, I'm not a
man in full armor.
I got a plus 6.
I think you get disadvantage, don't you?
Yes. I don't remember because I'm not wearing heavy.
If it's not heavy, it's not. There's a disadvantage.
I thought it was medium.
No, this depends on which medium you're wearing.
I think medium doesn't.
Yeah, chainmail or scale?
I don't think any of it. Scale and half plate.
I'm wearing scale. Yeah, I want to work up to a breastplate, but I have yet to get almost any treasure.
I think all of us combined could even afford that.
I have 24 gold pieces.
You found a lot of armor, but you threw one piece away.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy who's a blacksmith. Come on, make a piece for you.
You sufficiently weirded
not,
him out.
Not for the amount of money.
You weren't there. Okay, and no,
I didn't. I lied. It is a little bit farther out of town than that. It is not within sight of town.
How far?
I don't know. You went in, asked him questions, and then abruptly left.
Half mile, maybe. Into the woods.
Roll an insight on that one.
Guess we'll go in the woods? It's only half mile.
What's the worst case? Nah.
Come on!
Into the woods.
Let me stop by Luke's blacksmith on the way. But yeah.
To the blacksmith.
I'll take him the pieces of the animated armor that we fought.
Okay.
I want to make a breastplate.
Okay.
What's it going to cost me?
What's the cost of a full plate?
400.
400?
No, for full plate?
For the breastplate. It's 400.
Yes, for the breastplate. He's asking about the armor of full plate.
I'm just curious as to... I'm just trying to come up with what seems like a fair price to... Because first off, it's going to have to be modified to fit you.
Right.
But it's not a cost of material. The material's being provided.
Right. So the cost of...
plate is 1500.
So, Andy, you're talking about just the chest plate itself.
I'm looking for a breastplate.
Okay. And which it's what in the book?
It's 400.
So say he'll charge you like $575 for a new one to fit you.
To be made out of the plate?
Oh, I see. You're trying to use what you have to make that.
And you can keep what's left.
It's a pretty good deal. Make me a bargain?
Persuasion?
Is it not a bargain?
No.
Nope.
No.
Jesus, there's no bargain, Cody. It's the 20th time you've asked this.
No fast talk.
They just need to keep
everything
the same.
There's no spot hidden.
No luck.
Spot hidden luck are great. You're going to cast guidance. Okay, roll a persuasion. We'll call it opposed. Yeah, go ahead and roll persuasion.
That'll do it.
Max on both.
It's 400 normally. You're providing the materials, and you're going to let him keep it after, or keep the extra materials. We'll say 200.
Okay, I can't do it.
You can borrow money.
How much do you have?
I have 84.
Oh, Jesus. What the f*** were you hoping for? Triple coupon day?
I was hoping that the extra materials would even it out. But
I'll say, that took it off. I mean, if you think about the fact that he was probably going to originally charge you like 600.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
No, I'm not complaining.
He says if you change your mind, he'll keep that price because you did roll in that 20.
Okay.
I asked Lestat about the hunters that he talked to.
Yeah, I mean, I've already explained everything, so...
No, just where were they?
I met them in the tavern last evening.
I'm only going to set a thieves' tools.
Okay.
Are you proficient with them?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure, you can get thieves' tools. How much are they in the book?
Thieves' tools, 25 gold.
I'll say that they'll sell them for... you can buy them after 30 gold.
Can I trade you some mason tools for a discount?
How much are Mason's tools worth?
10 GP.
How much of a discount are you asking for?
10 GP.
Okay. Roll me a persuasion, since there's no bargain.
12.
They won't take 10 for him. They'll give you, like, say 5 for him. So 25. Yeah, I have
enough money in there. How much short?
Like 3 gold. I have 23
I'll
gold.
I'll give it to you.
Okay, so 25 gold. Okay. And you can get rid of your mason's tools.
So what are you down to now?
81.
81? I thought you had 88 a minute ago.
I had 84 a minute ago.
Okay. All right. I'll pull you aside and look, I sold some things the other day. I'll comp you the cash to make your breastplate, which is like 112 gold to comp.
Okay.
To buy what'd your you breastplate. Sell? You know, that little medallion I had was useless. It was magical. So I'll comp you the cash.
This is something you didn't split with the party?
Mm-hmm. I haven't had time to do it yet. I've been meaning to, and we have not sat still to do it.
He sleight of handed the.
I honestly have not. We have not sat still because I
yeah, we did. We started this game tonight, we did.
We kind of all had breakfast together.
We were already in conversation with other issues.
We were all in the bar together.
We woke up with an issue. Like, we have not had time to sit down.
So yeah. Sort of in Lucas's favor, he's a halfway honest sneaky bastard. You're still a sneaky bastard, but. He's sort of being honest about it.
Okay.
What? This is great.
Is that my cut, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it is. You can get your dice away from him? What was that?
No, I'm scooting them away from Cody's.
Man.
You want me to mix them in?
No. I just Jeff just looks really perturbed that Lucas just pulled out 120 gold out of nowhere.
Well, yeah. If this is the party's gold, I'm not going to take it. I appreciate the offer.
Look, you want the breastplate, right?
The breastplate's not going to do that much for me right now. All right, mechanically, I'm saying it'll take away the disadvantage.
Now you're like, I'll take the 119 gold though.
No, I'm saying I won't
take the cash. Oh. You don't want the money at all.
I'm saying if this needs to be split among the party, then I don't want to take it. I appreciate it, but...
Should start a scholarship in Bozak's honor with
it? What do we need to split?
So you don't want to split it all between us at all? You want me to hang on to it?
No, I want you to split it between everybody fairly.
No, yeah. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I'll totally do that.
So, 120 is my cut? Or 119?
Hold on, you're asking the guy who doesn't know math how to do math.
We'll have to divide by 3 now because I wasn't in your party then.
You were correct.
Yeah. I was serious.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I don't have any. My character has no claim to that and doesn't have a want for a lot of money. So,
divide by 3 is 183.3 repeating.
Okay. Math. Okay.
So what, I don't know how you want to split that.
183, and you keep the extra.
The 183.
You give the 1 to me. I have 1 gold. Yeah.
So there you go.
Thank you.
What, gold now?
Huh?
Yeah, gold now?
183 extra, apparently.
Yeah, because I just gave you
184. I'm rich! Is that right?
Yes. Because that gives me 184.
Yeah, that's 183, 183.
Yeah, that's 184
fine. 184 is the easiest way to do it.
So you should have enough, right? I do.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Are you going
to
get that not important breastplate now?
I mean, it's...
That not, disadvantage is a...
Yeah, it's not important.
Reference Horde of the Dragon Queen for why disadvantage sucks. Are you guys done shopping montaging?
I'm waiting for you guys to stop talking.
Montage. I'm still waiting to see what we're going to do.
What are we guys?
We're going to the Vistani, aren't we?
Are we still doing that?
All right.
How far did you say they were out?
About a half mile, I think, is what I said.
That's woods. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go.
The woods.
Is that what we're doing?
How much you said, Burns?
Whatever, I'm in.
Silver time.
Okay.
Over the river and through the woods to the Vistani's house we go.
You just made the same joke twice.
I did. Didn't
you? Technically, I made the
joke. No, he made the joke first.
Oh, technically, it was to the lake, but
it
yeah.
It was a group joke anyway.
Yeah. You guys walk out the gate, head west. You head west for just a little ways, and then you see a number of sort of... Yes. Well, I mean, there are a bunch of wolves just on expected. Pike heads on this side, just like there were on the other side. Pretty rotten at this
fair
point.
Fair play.
As you head out, the guards sort of give you a weird sneer.
Wait, I'm sorry, can I interrupt a minute?
Did you get your breastplate made, or is it made?
No,
process.
I didn't.
She's got the money. Okay,
sorry. No, I didn't do any of it.
Okay. Do you want to get that done before we leave? We can do that.
I mean, he could be making it.
It's going to take like a couple days.
Commission him to make it or whatever.
But if you think sure. It's not really going to help, it's up to you.
Do you have any idea? Does it have it? I don't think the book has anymore. How long it takes to make shit?
No,
I used to think so. No. We've done 2 days. Basically, it's been 2 days. It's been kind of the standard making.
Well, that armor. Was for silvering swords.
I no, don't know for my difference. Armor.
Yeah.
Oh, this is script. Yeah. So a day or two, probably.
He says it's going to take him about 6 days.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to be here for 6 days before we go anywhere else.
Oh, sure you no. Deal with we can leave and come back.
But he'll take 200 gold for yes. The job. That's what I said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he'll do it. Six days.
Okay.
Just remind me.
I mean, we're 2 days to the festival.
Yeah. Then so it's really gonna, just as long as we don't get kicked out of here or have to leave for other reasons, we're gonna be stuck here for 6 days. That's what I'm saying.
Leaving town?
Yeah.
Okay. So the guards sort of sneer at you, and you head west on the trail. And
I'm sorry, but what do you mean they sneer at us?
They don't like us.
They just sort of, you know,
get a foul look. Oh, they scowl at us.
Yeah.
Okay. Sneering means they think something's funny that we don't know about, or something like that. And they're laughing at
points.
Us.
They're...
Well, yeah. I'm just making sure...
We did burn a building down.
You did burn a building down. Like, there's okay. no about that, Lucas. You guys burned a building down.
I feel like that was a really unwarranted...
It was very...
Just a...
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Snarky, but that's okay.
No, there was no... I just feel that there's no logical basis for snark. You guys did burn a building down.
It happened.
It did happen. So, they sort of, you know... Give you guys awful glances as you walk out.
Okay.
You proceed out west just a little bit, and as you proceed out west, you notice a couple of
whores.
Yes. You see sort of well-beaten trails into the woods, which is where they're telling you the Vistani is. You see one that looks like a smaller walking path, and then you can see a little farther down one that looks more like a wide cart path. But it's through the brush, so it's just that the brush has been run over time and time and time again.
Yeah.
So it'll be a 20-30 minute walk into the woods.
You want to stay on the path, or you want to go through the...
They both appear to be heading in the same direction. Give me a... If anybody wants to...
No, I'm asking nature. Do you guys want to stay on this path, or do you want to head the same direction off the path?
We have to go off the path. That's where the Vistani are.
Never mind.
Stay on the path.
I'm just saying, last time we were on the path, we got attacked by a group of wolves. I'm just trying to be logical once again.
I was on the Spala troop.
That was way early. Last time we were on a path, we went to the Vistani. And then we went
last
to the
time
city.
We were, yeah, that I was going to say, we went to Valaki on path.
I guess that was off of a...
Also the Spala troop.
Yes. Time I got on a carriage and died.
Okay.
That's why you don't get on carriages.
The woods part to reveal an expansive clearing, a small grass-covered hill with low houses built into its sides. Fog obscures the details, but you can see that the buildings feature elegantly carved woodwork and have decorative lanterns hanging from their sculpted eaves. Atop the hill above the fog is a ring of barrel-topped wagons that surround a large tent with a column of smoke pouring out through a hole in the top. The tent is brightly lit from within. Even at this distance, you can smell the odors of wine and horses that emanate from this central area.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.